He got sued over that song.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. You smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything.
Elvis Presley, there's no doubt about it. Elvis, wow. His legacy continues to today, folks. I would invite you to look up the net worth of his estate. It's astounding. I haven't looked it up in a while. As a matter of fact, even though he's left, Mike, we're going back how many years since Elvis passed? 40 years?
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
We don't know. We'll look that up in a little bit, but amazing, amazing.
That's why we need the professor.
Oh, yeah. We did. Well, as a matter of fact, yes, we do need the professor. Mike and I, we just want to play the music. We'll give you a little background when we know it. If we have time to look it up, we'll do that. But a lot of it's just coming from our own memories, right? But Elvis Presley, I remember looking it up several years ago. The professor and I covered Elvis. We might go back, oh my God, 70, 80 shows ago. Maybe more that we did it over a year. I know it's been over a year and a half. Professor, if you're listening, as a matter of fact, I'm going to text the professor on the next break and see, if he can, comment a little bit. It's a little late here on the East Coast, so I don't know. We'll check it out anyway. I remember, looking it up, and like I said, he was the largest grossing artist, even in his passing, after he has left us, yeah. The estate still continues to grow. I think that Michael Jackson has surpassed him, but guess what? When you start talking about that kind of money, I mean, guess what? Total's catch. Oh, man. It's amazing. But, you know, we go back to the history with us. We're going back to musicology on Monday Night Madness. We go back and we give you all of the facts behind this. And you'd be surprised the artists that have, sustained, you know, the test of time, so to speak. There are groups that's still out here that's been with us 40 years, 50 years or so. Earth, Wind, and Fire is one to come to mind. And there was one group, we're speaking of black groups now. And there are perhaps some others that have been together even longer. Earth, Wind, and Fire was 50 years. I said, wow. But there is another group, and that's why we do need a professor, because there's another group that's lasted longer than them.
Look at Rolling Stones.
Look at the Isley Brothers.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh boy. I'm thinking Keith Richards. Who is that? Are we talking about, is that Kiss?
Who, Keith Richards? He's part of the Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones. Okay.
Look how long. And there's one that's, they came out of Great Britain too, didn't they not?
I believe so. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm almost certain of that. Okay. We'll get our fact checkers going on here. But there's so many, just great, great, great groups. But I've got one that I love. This is an, I've got a couple more by Elvis Presley. Okay. I hope your audience.
Hold on. Let me make a comment on Blurred Lines.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
Blurred Lines.
Uh-huh.
Robin Thicke, son of Alan Thicke.
Right.
Got sued over Blurred Lines because they said he stole the melody from a Marvin Gaye song.
Mm.
And they ended up going to court. I don't remember what the outcome was, whether he had to pay or not.
Uh-huh.
But they said it was awfully close to the Marvin Gaye song.
Oh. Now, which Marvin Gaye? Okay, I'm trying to think of which Marvin Gaye, because I play a lot of Marvin Gaye. Do you know which song it was? Did they say that somehow there was a copyright infringement or there was I'm sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, they said it was copyright infringement. They said it was way too close for comfort. So, yeah, and of course, Marvin Gaye's not with us any longer, but his whoever's holding his music sued Robin Thicke because they said it was just way too close.
Oh, absolutely. And you, and right now, because these artists aren't with us anymore, they still have estates, or they have people that's in control of that music, and they monitor that to make sure that that money still goes back to the rightful owner, you know? And so, or de- and in that case, you know, it's the estate, it's the family, whoever else is designated as beneficiaries of that. Oh, absolutely. I've got to play for you. I've got a couple I'm going to play for you by Elvis Presley, right? And this one is one of my favorites. As a matter of fact, I used to sing this when we go out singing karaoke. I don't know why I sing that in your presence or not, Mike, but I don't know. Check it out.
Oh.
A classic. Classic.
If I had to say my favorite song.
Let me stop. I want to hear what you have to say.
If I had to pick my favorite song from Elvis, this would be it.
Man, that's why I played it, brother.
Cool.
Wow. Beautiful.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I wanted you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Yes, Elvis Presley. Hey, let's talk about this a little bit. He died in 1977. Okay, get this, folks. Somebody do the math. What are we talking about? 50s, whatever. How many years was that? You mathematicians out there. His estate when he died was $20 million at that time. Okay? Now, keep in mind, you add in, what is $20 million? $20 million then, what is the value now? Yesterday and today. Yipes. Yipes. Okay? Put it to you this way. Graceland right now is worth $55 million alone. Not including the memorabilia in there. Not including the royalties that he's still getting off of his music. And even right now, he's still one of the highest paid artists ever after his death. Right now. But going back to the song, Can't Help Falling in Love. Mike, that's one of those songs, if you're going to sing that song, you got to feel that song to sing it, in my opinion. And I absolutely love performing that song, Can't Help Falling in Love. That's one of the most beautiful ballads ever.
Yes, agreed. That's why it's my favorite Elvis song.
Wow. You know, I was surprised when I saw you put Elvis up there. I said, Mike, I'm going to get him with this. I'm going to get him. I knew I was going to get you with this one. I said, I got him. I had to do it to you, brother. Had to do it. I'm sure you're not upset about that. Now.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, man, this one right here. Wow, I'm dating myself. Growing up, this is one of my favorites right here. You picked him. Gene Chandler, Duke of Earl. To me, at one time, that was the greatest song ever written, you know, around the time there was, right? Of course, I've heard other songs that I love more now and throughout. But this particular one, I used to go around just humming this one right here, man. I just loved it. Gene Chandler.
Hold on just a sec. I want to go back to Blurred Lines.
Oh, yeah, go on.
You motivated me to do a little research. And the song that got him in trouble was the Marvin Gaye song was Got to Give It Up.
Hmm.
So if you go back and there's a comparison, I hate to keep mentioning YouTube, but if you go to YouTube and type in the two names, Robin Thicke and Marvin Gaye, they do a side-by-side comparison of the two songs. And it's close. It's
well,
not exact, but it's pretty darn close. He got sued.
Oh, okay. I tell you what. Keep talking here. Keep talking because it was hard for me to hear the similarity. Okay. I missed a lot, I guess. Holy. And we'll comment on it right after this. Okay. But that's
sounds good.
Okay. I know the song very well. Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye. Okay, let's see what we got. Hey, folks, you be the judge. Because I missed something.
They called it plagiarism.
I understand. I know what it's called. I know what, yeah. But let's see. Okay. We'll see. Ain't nothing but a house party. Mad Mike and Wild Will, coast to coast.
So I guess the crux of their argument was that you had somebody who was from and their defense was you can't copyright a drum machine that's not there. And I don't remember how the case came out. I don't know if he ended up
speaking of,
they take two songs and they blend them together, so it's like it's cool and one into the other.
And we're back. Wild Will, Mad Mike, Coast to Coast. And Mike, you were saying about the copyright infringements, plagiarism was a charge. Like I said, I didn't catch any differences there too much. And that's why it's important to listen to the lyrics, also. And I think that's the whole deal behind it. But to me, it was still two different songs, and they were two different songs. But that's how close to the vest, you know, that these, cats play it. Now, if memory corrects me, and I'll have to go back and maybe fact check myself, but if you change the way it used to be, if you change six lines in a song, you can claim it as your own.
Yep.
So I Robin Thicke, there was a difference in the lyrics in his song and Marvin Gaye's, and I don't know how many lines he changed, if he, you know, perhaps not enough, you know.
It had nothing to do with the lyrics. It had to do with the beat, and the melody.
Whoa!
It had nothing to do with the words at all.
Wow!
But if you go to YouTube and watch and do the side by side comparison, the drum beat and stuff is pretty darn close.
Okay. I'm gonna have to listen to that again. Okay. All right. Hey. You learn it here, right, folks? You get it right here on The Buzz Studio, W The Buzz. Now, this one, this next artist, like I said before, when I first heard this song, I just absolutely fell in love with it. I used to hum it. I used to sing it. And many of you will know who we're talking about. It is Gene Chandler, Duke of Earl. And then I've got a couple more for you, too. A couple more surprises for you, Mike, right after this. I love this. Yeah. Boy, you went way back to get this one. We're probably talking 1965. I think this was 1965. I'm going to double check.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop a Duke of Earl.
Gene Chandler.
You are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh, no. Yes, I will love you. Oh, oh. Come on, let me pull you, darling. Cause I'm the Duke of Earl. So, hey, Duchess of Earl, we'll walk through my dukedom, and a paradise we will share. Yes, I'm gonna love you. Oh, oh, nothing can stop me now, cause I'm the Duke of Earl. So
you got it.
Puerto Rico. Young man went out and made a name for himself. He's been on every record-breaking show in the Regal Theater in the last 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, how about a nice warm round of applause to welcome Mr. Gene Chandler!
Thank you so very much. I'm down on my knees. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Please listen to my plea. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm looking up above. Oh yeah, up above. Rainbow. And I know the things I've done you is wrong. I'm asking you to give me one more chance, just the one more chance to prove to you. I bet I know I was wrong. And when it comes, you better grant. Cause it may not come no more. And I'm asking you, baby. 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 I'm asking you, baby. So good this evening, baby. Sometimes when I look out at you, baby, I feel like I just wanna reach out. I just wanna reach out.
I wanna reach out, baby. I just wanna reach out. I wanna reach out and and I just wanna ask you one thing, baby. And I just wanna ask you one thing, baby. I just wanna ask you one thing. I just wanna ask you one thing. I just wanna ask you one thing. One thing, baby.
Rainbow, 1965.
Stop this rainbow.
Gene Chandler.
In my
man. Wow, wow. Hey, Mike, I played the live version of that. I wanted to hear, I wanted everyone to hear the screams, you know. I mean, the women in that audience couldn't stop screaming behind that.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the live versions, even though there's like the background going on and all, sometimes they're the best ones.
Oh, man.
Because you get to enjoy, what that audience was enjoying at that moment.
Hey, look, you can feel it, and they were just going nuts, man. 1965. Oh, I found out. I thought that Duke of Earl was written in 1965, but Rainbow was written in 1965. Gene Chandler, Duke of Earl, 1962. He was born Eugene Drake Dixon. Now, a lot of times the producers, they will change an artist's name for commercial reasons, for marketing reasons and things of that nature, right? But he wasn't born Gene Chandler, right? He was born in 1937, and he also had a relationship with Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. He's also in the Hall of Fame as far as, let's see, Grammy Hall of Fame for recording artists, rhythm, and blues. This is absolutely amazing. Gene Chandler. Wow. Wow. That's great music, man. This is the best of the best, and we're going back and we're pulling up. As a matter of fact, got a text in from 7-Up. She says she just loved that old school music. Oh, I forgot to acknowledge our great friend out there in Longview, Texas, Kim Rogers. You know, she listens to us all the time, Mike, and she listens to every show as well. Just so many great people. Great people out there. Thank you. Beverly Haynes. Did I mention Beverly Haynes earlier? She's listening. She's in Southern California. She's not too far from you, Mike. And guys, if you're there, wherever you are, around the globe, send me a text if you have my personal number, you know, so, let us know. Oh, Adrian Braxton, I mentioned her earlier as well. I know Tone Loke is listening, and the Sarge, Clayton Brown, he's listening as well. Hey, guys, gals, and speaking of icons, we've got one for you right here. Smokey Robinson. That's right. Love this, love this. You really got a hold of him. Nothing but the classics.
Really got a hold on me.
Really got a
Oh, hey, 7-Up, so I got you singing? She said she grew up with that music. Hey, thank you so much for listening to everything we do. Really, really appreciate that. Smokey Robinson and Miracle. You know, what a legacy there. Going back to Motown, and now the original building, which was a house, so to speak, converted into a studio, Mike, back there in Detroit. It is now a museum, but what, how many groups came out of that? We're looking at, we mentioned Marvin Gaye earlier. I'm not sure whether Gene Chandler, recorded with them or not. But, Martha and the Vandellas, Mary Wells, obviously the Supremes, the Jackson 5, Michael Jackson, and speaking of Smokey Robinson, he was a senior vice president of Motown at one time. He started off, it was the Miracles, then it was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and then he broke off, on a solo career by, of his own, which has absolutely been, fantastic. Stevie Wonder came out of that. The Funk Brothers, ladies and gentlemen, just look it up. There are so many, up there that we can think of. And so the professor and I, we covered it also. I think I mentioned to you that he traveled back when he wrote his book, The Life of Michael Jackson. It was an autobiography, and it is Bless His Soul, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's available on Amazon right now. The revised copy has been sent out, or revised book, rather, has been released. I know he was working on a manuscript the other day, so I might have to double check on that. But I know you can find the original version of Bless His Soul. It's by the professor, Mr. Elroy Board III. Man, Mike, I've got some more. Got more music. We've got more music than we have time. So why don't we get back to the music now, unless you have a comment. Your mic is muted. Mike keeps muting his mic. Yeah. Okay, there you are.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I kind of know the guy that runs this whole Studio W thing, and if we go over time, I don't think he's going to mind.
I don't think so. We're going to get in as much music as... Yeah, I checked with him. He's cool with it. He's a cool guy, man. He's the coolest.
He's all right.
No, he's the coolest. So we just leave it like that. Hey, guess what? This duo, it was even my parents' favorite. And I know I have some good friends. Their parents used to love this group too. The Righteous Brothers.
You never close your
eyes. You lost that loving feeling. The Righteous Brothers.
There's no tenderness like grief holding your face.
If you're at a club and this song comes on, you can pretty much walk up to any lady in the dance.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, it's a warm-up song. I like it. Down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love you don't find every day.
Oh, my love. fire, darling, I've hungered for your touch along lonely time. And time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still more? Speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, I'll be coming home. Wait for me. Oh, my.
Bill Medley, Bobby Hatfield, from Orange County, California. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And those last two songs, Mike, they were done or performed well. Released in 1965. It's amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. I love that song too. I've covered that before. Unchained Melody and You've Lost That Loving Feeling. But Unchained Melody is still on the top of my charts, right? Oh, my.
It was a key song in the Top Gun.
It was, and it was another
was song where him, Maverick and Goose would sing that in the bar scene.
It was, I saw that. I saw that. Yeah.
Right. So that was the major song in Top Gun. And then the last one you did was used in the movie Ghost.
It was. With that's right.
Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze. Right?
And Whoopi Goldberg.
And with, yeah.
Absolutely. That was an amazing movie. That was an amazing movie. It was
very emotional.
Very, very emotional. Wow. It was. It was. It was just absolutely incredible. You know, it just tells you the genius of some of these writers as well to come up with a story like that. you know, and how this guy that he trusted murdered him, and somehow he was able to use Whoopi Goldberg's body, his spirit of that, and wow. Right. Or she, yeah, she loaned him her body or whatever, you know, and
channeled through her.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's, yeah, channeled through her. Okay. But yeah, a very cool movie.
I loved it.
You know, we threatened here, William, we threatened to do on a Thursday night for Coast to Coast, we threatened to do just hit songs that were used in movies.
Yes, we did. We did. We did. So,
we got to put that together.
We do. As a matter of fact, let's get the professor to help us on that one because the professor and I, we did soundtracks to movies before. And you and I can do it alone, but it'd be fun to have the professor to join us every now and then.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely, man. Hey, Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
Bust it.
Bust the move.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's have some fun.
A jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Just bust the move. And you're wishing someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow. She says, hello, come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. So they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car. Then you got no woman and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. The lion on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove. So don't just stand there and bust the move. Break it down for me, fellas. Has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start blinking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute so she winks back, and now you're feeling really firm cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts stumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do, G-Bust the move.
You want it, you got it. every now and then I get a little